Social explosion is inevitable in Britain. The pressure building up against the cost of living squeeze and falling living standards will find outlets. Judy Beeshan, Socialist Party Executive Committee, introduced the discussion on the political situation in Britain. The Tories gave the working class facing rising prices no crumbs in the Queen's speech. Some Tories worry about the consequences of this, with working class anger brewing. The Tories are greatly divided, and the Boris Johnson government is reckless regarding capitalist interests. Tory divisions have also opened up again on the Northern Ireland Protocol, see pages 12 to 13. Underlying the Tories' crisis is the dire economic situation facing British capitalism and its long-term weakness. The anti-Tory vote in the local elections went in many directions. Labour only benefited from that to a limited degree, because Keir Starmer has removed Jeremy Corbyn's more attractive policies from its programme. Nevertheless, a Labour general election victory can't be discounted, because of the hatred of the Tories. If Jeremy Corbyn or the trade unions initiated a new party, it would have big potential to grow. In any case, a new mass workers' party is urgently needed. The role of the trade unions in organizing workers, including in the gig economy, will be vital. The right-wing union leaders will view the Trades Union Congress, TUC, demo on the 18th of June as a chance to let off steam, rather than to prepare for coordinated action. But workers, and left union leaders, can build for it as a step towards taking action forward. The COVID pandemic and now the cost of living crisis have impacted on workers' consciousness and readiness to resist attacks. Judy concluded that this would make social explosions inevitable. The first speaker in the discussion was Coventry Bean worker Hayden Jones. His experience in the strike against a right-wing Labour council has convinced him that Labour is no longer a party for workers. He and seven colleagues have joined the Socialist Party. His contribution, as a proud member of the Socialist Party, received a massive ovation. Mark Evans, from Swansea and West Wales Socialist Party, noted the anger in society, yet a feeling of impotence exists for many at present. This is not true for every worker, particularly those who have struggled. Once it moves, the working class is an unstoppable force, he said. Others described battles over poverty, housing and health, in which the Socialist Party has participated. Len Hockey, Unite the Union secretary at Barts NHS Trust, described the strike victory against Serco. The workers will now be taken back in house next year. The lessons from the workers' battle should be translated into a program of action for the NHS nationally, he said. Change and Instability. Rob Williams, the Socialist Party workplace and trade union organizer, replied to the discussion. It is not grinding poverty or misery alone that lead to struggle developing, but also the insecurity felt by changing conditions and economic instability. Rob said there is not another party that supports and engages with workers' disputes as much as we do and participates as seriously. There is a rising tide of workers' militancy. But the threat of recession could mean a new phase, and change the character of workers' disputes from offensive battles over pay, to defensive ones on jobs and conditions. The Socialist Party is also giving a lead in the unions on the question of political representation for the working class,